Yoshini, Denise Edisualu is here, and we'll have a conversation centered around St. Valentine's Day. The Valentine's Day influence is what I choose to call the conversation. How much influence does Valentine's Day and all the activities around it have on relationships and marriages today? You know, so I would say it's that one opportunity set aside for individuals to show that they love themselves. So 365 days in a year, you may miss out on that opportunity. But hey, the entire world is celebrating Lover's Day. How can you miss out on that one opportunity to show love to your significant other or to your friends and family members? Right? Mm-hmm. So when we're done with that conversation, his story comes up. Then we'll be back at the 2 o'clock, which is 3 o'clock hour. Promise made since the month of January will be fulfilled today. Labor laws in Nigeria. For so long, employees have complained about poor working conditions in Nigeria, salaries and entitlements being owed. Hence, the need to properly look into the rights, working conditions, minimum wage, termination clauses, and many other rules set by the Nigerian government for workers in Nigeria. And to do that with me from the 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour is Barrister Jubilee Wakoro. So I want you to look forward to that conversation, as I am particularly looking forward to it as well. Without further ado, we will like to start our very first conversation. Now, today is Valentine's Day. In Port Harcourt, many will be seen wearing different shades of red. Shambo red, Tatashi red, Burgundy, red, Pepe red, Pepe dem red, any kind of red you can possibly think of. And white. Mm-hmm. To mark the day, also known as Lover's Day. It is a day for lovers to express their affection with greetings and gifts. So, all ye cake vendors, hi, how far now? You guys have cashed out, oh. Hi. Box cake, cupcake, big cake, every type of cake. You have cashed out major this Valentine. I think between Between Christmas and Valentine's, I think you guys cash out on Valentine's Day because people reach out to you to make some really nice cake for their partners. Flowers, chocolates, any gift you can possibly think of are also part of the mix, as vendors and hangout spots in Port Harcourt have been busy this week preparing various events and gifts for lovers to create great memories. And having said that, you tell me, looking at previous St. Valentine's Day you've had the privilege to celebrate, how much influence does this day, just one day in a year, and all the activities around it, how much influence does it have on relationships and marriages of today? That's the conversation for this hour on the Sunny Side. Without further ado, feel free to call the numbers 070-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. That's 0809-030-6416. Someone keeps sending a particular message and telling us to call somebody. We are not calling anybody. Oh, please look for another means or call her yourself. Or better still, I saw someone who, I don't know how true that is though, but a billboard wishing a lady happy Valentine's Day. Like I said, I doubt the possibility, but if it did happen, then she's worth it. Maybe you should go and, you know, put up a billboard celebrating her. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Oh dear, I am so sorry we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Let me see. Once again, 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-64169. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nigerian Info.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Chief Ben,
you're welcome. Go ahead.
Now, we shouldn't forget the fact that same time last year, the household went on strike. So, because of the strike, and they are now back to job. But I think at least after a year, the government should look up to their payroll and at least do something about it to show love at this Valentine period. I believe it sounds very, very okay for the government to do that. Thank you.
Okay, so away from government, what about relationships and marriages? Because that's exactly what we are talking about, not government.
Marriage, it's always there. It's always there. When you talk about marriage and relationships, it's part of us. Yeah, it's part of human existence. That part okay. of human.
I don't think he understands the conversation. The question I am asking is, how much influence... Maybe the word influence doesn't ring a bell. Let's say, how much impact does Valentine's Day and all the activities around it have on relationships and marriages? The gift given, the text messages, the putting up each other's picture on social media, churches even going as far as organizing Valentine's Day events, you know, where they talk about relationships and marriages, and they try to teach you how to love your partner right, and all of that. You know, restaurants are coming up with some really nice offers for couples. Event centers are coming up with something. Hotels are not left out of this. Food vendors are not left out. Caterers, bakers are not left out. Those that are that sell gift items are not left out. So it's not just about, you know, professing love to someone. The person goes the extra mile to want to make the day memorable. And I'm asking, does this one day count? Does it have so much impact? Or, you know, the entire pressure around it isn't worth it because, okay, so after you show me love today, or after you go ahead and do this and that for me today, or after we go to this church program today to learn and this and that and that and this, we come back to the same place we were before. No change whatsoever. Does it have any impact? Is it that relationships and marriages suddenly begin to, you know, get better, things begin to move on smoothly, the spark is restored, as it were, or it's just, like we follow, they do it, see everybody, they do. And that's all that it is. And after today, by 12 midnight, all of this is over. And we are back to where we started. After the long epistle, oh, sugar in my tea, cockroach in my cupboard, blah, 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 blah. It's back to, or is there any impact? So much so that we cherish this day and we spend so much to make this day what it is. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. Nigeria Info WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We are live on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Turn off your radio set. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, dear. Nigerian for hello. Nigerian for good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
Today has a significance.
Okay.
It's deeper than what most of us feel, see, and take it to be. Today, if you come out by 8 now, eateries will be shut down based on precedence. I don't know about today, oh no. I don't know of today particularly. But from precedence, you will see funny people too that this one said being in a relationship.
What do you mean? Oh my God, you people have written some people off. It's not fair. Everybody deserves love.
It's so funny. It looks so funny.
Hey,
yes. I've been to relationship.
Oh, you people are not nice. Go away. You're not nice at all.
It's kind of hilarious. But the significance of today is can be connected to one of the conversation and attitude earlier on about the power of your vote. Is it today we just, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Let's go and have immorality. Let's just go do this. Let's go do that. As a married man, a married woman, it's a privilege for you to have baby union. Reassurance, recommitment, re-proposition or proposal, real re-acceptance. Conversation, conversation, conversation. Say that for this period, how is my character? How have I been acting? Am I doing it right? Am I getting you to that point? From the other room, what should I do? These are the conversation, and end it up with prayer and supplication. You see, there's one thing people don't understand about a day everybody gathers. A day everybody gathers has a spiritual benefit. You see, like today, I will not be selfish. If you are a woman that is expecting the fruit of the womb, is the best time for you to connect to heaven. Because so everybody is on account of, everybody is accepting it. Are you a woman looking for a husband? This is the best time for you to put a prayer point. See, everybody's pointing towards Valentine, isn't it not so? So look at our concentration. And that is, the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, not themselves, themselves, them, all of them, and pray, I will answer. In this auspices, you are a husband, and a man, so you're looking for a wife, it is the best time for you to ask God to give you.
Okay.
Is your relationship going through difficulties? It's the best time for settle. By the grace of God, we all settle the matter now. They brought in the cake and they made it that because of Valentine.
So you are eating cake. Eh? You are eating cake.
You are
supposed to be working hard. You are eating cake. Now leave
it's
my phone. It's not part of any work. I'm here. Having conversations, and people are where they are eating cake. No. I will not have. It's okay. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Falling apart.
It's all right. Thank you.
That's the beauty
of the cake.
Is significant beyond immorality.
All right. Significance with no immorality. Punchline. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, my lady.
Good afternoon to you.
My name is Ere Gift.
Ere Gift, you're welcome. Happy
Thank
Valentine's
you very much.
Day.
Yes, I need the returner. Well,
oh my God.
Like we say in Nigeria, these days, we wish somebody happy birthday, and say, same to you. We don't get confused. So, same to you, the Valentine's Day.
Okay.
You know? But for me, there is no significance as far as I'm concerned. This is my personal opinion here.
Really?
Even though my good in law, Mr. Zion, has made a case that is significant, I want to ask a question. For adventure, me and my wife get a challenge tomorrow. That means we will wait till the next Valentine's Day to iron our tissues. I'm not saying those who don't, who want to celebrate it should not. They should. But for me, at this point in time, I don't think it does have any significance, except also maybe we had some churches or some NGOs or whatever put up, you know, some love talk, you know, where you educate couples on how to live well amongst yourselves, you know, not just couples, even intending couples, you know, singles. Let me put it that way. If it is on that premise, I don't have a challenge with that. But if it's on the premise of, say, like you said, impact. For me, when it comes to marriage, it doesn't. Because every day, just like somebody will tell, every day my Christmas, that every Christmas may be day. You know, for me, every day is Valentine's Day. For as long as my marriage is still intact, any time when the marriage collapses, then I'm going to know, say, my Valentine's Day.
Why are you even adding the anytime where it collapsed? Are you looking forward to the marriage collapsing?
Well, I made a, I should have put in that caveat, God forbid, as a conventional Nigerian. But all the same, I think the impact is that a lot of persons today are deviating from the norm of the essence of Valentine's Day that I knew when I was in the world, you know. But in today's world, you now realize that the issue of Valentine, except for some other, so I say some couples, adult couples, that when it comes to amongst a particular age grade, the real essence of Valentine, for me, they have thrown away to the other side of the divide.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, Marley.
Some persons are watching live on Facebook. I'd like to read their message, starting with... Lucky Chamsey, I wish progress, blessing, I agree, bless, violent. Okay. Samstar Olu says, it has nothing good. What good would it bring when people are crying on how to get their money? You know, I was very skeptical about dragging us into the lack of money and fuel situation in Nigeria. Maybe I thought, I was hoping that the St. Valentine's Day would serve as a distraction, regardless of the current situation. So even in the midst of not having fuel or not having money, people still find ways to make today special. Truth be told, some people are that creative about making their significant other or someone within their circle that they cherish so much feel special. It's as simple as making a meal for your partner. It's as simple as writing a very wonderful note expressing how you feel to your partner. And trust me, I don't think you need fuel or cash to do that. But nonetheless, back to your messages. Oza Francis says, I'm watching live from Amagunze in Enugu State. Greetings from here. The context Valentine should be well understood. It is a period of exchanging gifts with the loved one. It has nothing to do with sexual activity, which is specifically the way some of our young youths are seeing it. May God help us. Lucky Osai Welborn says, love is something that should be shared every day. However, today sets us out as a special day of love. Also, today can make an already built relationship grow more and more. For a broken relationship, I don't think Valentine can fix it. You don't think Valentine can fix a broken relationship? Or Valentine's Day, rather. What if there's some efforts here and there to make amends? Don't you think it's able to fix it, you know, and bring for reconciliation? Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Sorry. 070-0923-0923 Once again, 070-0923-0923 And the WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-730-6416 Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, I don't really think this Valentine of a thing. Sorry, first of all, my name is Lucky, and I'm calling from Lumukusa.
Lucky, welcome.
Yeah, this Valentine of a thing, I don't think to me it has any impact, because why growing up, I think previously it has made me feel among, like we go out, have fun, but as I grew up, to begin to make some research, I went through the details of Valentine and I read about it. And I discovered that the so-called Valentine that people are busy celebrating today died out of disobedience. Due to, at a time, the Roman Empire were attacked with by, they were attacked by different nations. So they decided to place a law, a bound that the nation is in need of soldiers, is in need of army. So every man is expected to join the army. So they placed an order. No man or nobody or no church should put couples together. So this St. Valentine of a person went back and were still wedding couples. So they discovered that he is the one that has been doing the thing. So how they manage to start tracing it is they ask, go to this person's house.
Yeah, okay. So we know the history of St. Valentine's Day, but let's move away from the disobedience story to what is actually applicable now. A lot of people seize this moment to actually celebrate and show how much they care for each other. Are you saying it means absolutely nothing to you?
Yeah, because what I'm trying to say is you can actually use every other day apart from this day. Okay. Every other day to celebrate your loved one, show love, show care to whoever the person is.
Right.
So it's not a must that today you must go out, you must go drink, you must go have fun.
Right,
you know,
certainly
I've seen occasions where in Valentine's Day like this, people do go out to have fun.
All right, thank you very much. We need to go on a commercial break. Just stay tuned to us.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. And we are still talking about Valentine's Day influence. And I did ask how much influence did Valentine's Day have and all the activities around it. How much does it have on relationships and marriages of today? Seeing that this is a day people will be dressed in Valentine colors, you know, lovers will be lovers, expressing affection with greetings, cake, gifts, you know, they'll go to a fancy restaurant. You know, I took my time to actually chat up some really nice restaurants in Port Harcourt and ask if they had a Valentine package. Omo, if you see the prices they were telling me, one was as high as 50,000 naira. You know, one person cost like 20-something thousand. So if you're going with your significant other, that's almost 50K. And, you know, you spend 50K to just have a nice dinner or lunch, then you would also buy gifts. So let's assume you decide to spend maybe 500K or 50,000, 100,000. In the end, some people will spend close to 1 million naira today. Showing love to their significant other. It's the effort, it's all that they put into it, the preparation, how they've been planning it from since last year. Surprise, surprise. Some people will be proposed to today. So today will be the genesis of it's your wedding day, it's your wedding day, ooh, wedding day. Something like that. You know, some people last year, it was on this day. And, you know, now they are married. You know, that kind of thing. A message here says it puts people, relationships, and marriages under unnecessary pressure. And it gives the perfect excuse for some people to move mad. That's why some people think they can be horrendous human beings or significant others other days of the year. But it doesn't matter as long as for Valentine's Day, they buy you something that would expire or go to a restaurant to eat what will be expelled before the end of tomorrow. If we need a specific day to show love to our partner, especially if we're doing it before, something is already wrong with us or the relationship. Anonymous, send that in. Hush. Okay, now a message here says, I pity anyone who allows themselves to be peppered out of their unions or triggered into depression by any display on social media or on specific dates. Someone will send me WhatsApp messages with pictures of what her husband bakes for her. How that's proof of good husband. I happen to know that her so-called husband doesn't have a job, and she paid for her entire wedding to pepper gullible social media pips. Meanwhile, she doesn't know that I'm married to a man who employs over 100 people, one of who is our personal chef. Interesting. This other message says, Didi, I personally have no special motives on this day, but nevertheless, I am always inspired by how lovers take it upon themselves to make each other happy. Do you know some take today as copulation free day from Super God? I don't understand. Nigerian folk, good afternoon. This day really has an important significance. It's not like you don't love your spouse, but it's like a day you reassure the person of how important he or she is to you and how much you love the person. And you do it with getting them gifts, no matter how small. It's really a nice and sweet feeling that you have someone who truly cares about you. This one reads, good afternoon, Didi. Okay, something is happening. Good afternoon, Didi. To me, there is no influence because I practice love every day. Family and friends love. But for romantic relationship, I haven't been in any, so I'm normally indifferent. I'm normally indifferent to the day. Maybe when I start dating or get married, the day may have an influence on me. Dave, send that in. Someone else says, Oga, leave the disobedience aspect of Mr. Valentine. Take your baby out and enjoy today obediently. And then this other one says, good afternoon, Denise. To me, today, Valentine's Day, Nigeria has no influence, affluence, difference, impact, and nothing on relationships or marriages. Rather, it's just like another Christmas Day, another New Year Day, where people just dress up in certain ways or colors and go out to flex. But in other places of the world, it's a big yes. Today makes its mark in relationships and marriages. Justin Fineface, have you been to other places in the world to come to this conclusion, though? Ikechukwu Sterling from Airport Road says that Valentine, that is supposed to be a day of care and love, giving, has destroyed so many trust in relationships and marriages. No one day is enough to love somebody. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us as far as this conversation is concerned. Don't be pressured. Don't be under any pressure. Do what you can in whatever little way you can. And who says the day is only meant for lovers? We're supposed to love each other, right? So you can show me love as well as I have shown you love on the show by playing you something nice from Whitney Houston and blowing you kisses. All right, use it as an opportunity to check up on one another, ensure that you and those within your circle, you're doing okay. And yes, it's a day that it's a good opportunity to reevaluate your romantic relationships as well, so that you pick up the lessons, correct mistakes, and make the most of it, and continue from today, not just today.